بسم الله بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وله. ما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ألم تر أن أرسلنا الشياطين على الكافرين تأزهم أزا. Allah Ta'ala says, do you not see that we have sent the devils upon the disbelievers, inciting them to evil with constant incitement? So this is a question that Allah Ta'ala is asking. Don't you see this? Alam tara. Now, you might say to yourself, how could I see it? It's in the singular, so it's referencing to the Prophet ﷺ, but by extension, all of us. How could we possibly see it if these are the actions of the shayateen? I can't see shayateen. So some scholars would say, no, the fact that Allah mentioned it means you know it even more than if you saw it. Sheikh Sha'arawi, this is, rahimahullah, this is his perspective. But another perspective is, it's not that you see the devils themselves, but rather you see the effect. Are you not paying attention to see how certain people behave in a way where you could tell that these people have become the toys, the playthings? You know, they have become victimized to shaytan, to these shayateen. They are just playing with them. أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ, that we sent them upon them. So the question is, from which direction do these shayateen come? And we know that Allah Ta'ala mentions, مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, that they come from four different directions: from in front of you, from behind you, from your right, and from your left. What's interesting about this ayah is that you don't find مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ, you don't find from above or from beneath. Why? Because the believer is the one that understands, as long as I'm not looking at it from the dunyawi perspective, you know, these directions, they're all dunyawi, it's all the earth. But when I'm thinking of what? Humbling myself low, so that I can call from guidance from above high, then you are going to be saved. Subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala specifies, عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, that these shayateen, they are sent upon the disbelievers. I thought everybody has shayateen that incite them. Yes, that's true. However, Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانِ إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْغَوِينَ. Indeed, my servants, no authority are you going to have over them except for those who follow you from amongst the deviators. In other words, yes, the shayateen try to affect everyone, but they are specifically sent to the kuffar, to the disbelievers, because they have no defenses. Your defense is relative to your iman. The stronger your iman is, the stronger you are able to defend against the incitement from shaytan and the shayateen. And Allah specifically yet uses the term ta'uzzuhu azza, to rile them up, to push them one way or the other, to make them run in circles, trying to make them follow every single trend, encouraging them to disbelieve and to disobey Allah Ta'ala. This is the way that the shayateen play with some of these disbelievers. And the evidence that you can see is that these people are not acting in their own interest in this dunya or the akhirah. So you might be asking, have I seen this? Have I ever seen this? And the answer is, well, pay attention. Have you ever seen somebody behaving in such a way where it's not going to benefit them in the dunya or in the akhirah? They are only behaving in such a way that is self-destructive in its entirety. And addiction is a very clear example of this. They are behaving in a way, they're living in such a way that they are harm to themselves and to others in this dunya and in the akhirah. So have you seen this? Ask yourself this question. And what's also interesting is that this word, ya'uzu, azza ya'uzu, this term, from it comes the word aziz, which means humming or buzzing or boiling. And so Allah Ta'ala is saying, this is a constant sound that the shayateen come with. They're constantly affecting you. And subhanAllah, nowadays you find that there are people that have these earbuds. No matter where they go, they always have that buzzing. They always, you can hear, there's something in their ears. What is the purpose of that? Constant entertainment to make sure what? To make sure that they're never alone with their thoughts. To make sure that there's never a moment where I'm just sitting and thinking about life. And there's this constant buzzing in their ears. SubhanAllah, this can definitely apply in this particular case. What type of sickness do these shayateen try to impose? What type of effect are they trying to have? They're trying to make sure that you have al-amrad al-qulub, that you have the sicknesses of the heart. And this is a clear indication that you are failing both in the akhirah and even in this dunya. When you are overcome by jealousy or anger or laziness or arrogance or self-delusion or suspicion or depression or hopelessness or becoming hypocritical or cowardly, when you become harsh-hearted, when you are driven by your lust or your greed, your materialism, or by entertainment, these are all indications that you're not in the driver's seat anymore, because it's not benefiting you in dunya or in akhirah. It's shaitan that's playing a game with you. These ayat are a comfort to the Prophet ﷺ, reminding him that, look, if you're giving da'wah,
Don't think that you're the only one calling. You think to yourself, I'm calling him to the truth. Why isn't he responding? You're not the only one calling. You have these shayateen that are calling as well, and they're constant, and they're persistent, and they're always buzzing in the mind, buzzing in the heart, buzzing in the ears, always making sure that they are inciting this person. So don't be upset, don't be sad if you are losing to the prey of shaitan or to these toys of the shayateen. However, I do want to highlight, inshallah ta'ala, before I end, the very next ayah. In the very next ayah, Allah ta'ala gives the command, فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. So do not be impatient over them. Don't try to hurry. Don't try to rush. This I find to be very powerful. And it really should inform the way we think. Because Allah ta'ala is telling the Prophet ﷺ, now that you know that these shayateen are so persistent and consistent in pulling these people astray, who is going to be more consistent? Are you going to outwork them or are they going to outwork you? And this is something that I ask myself and I think we all need to ask ourselves. Yes, it is the case that we try to call people to Islam. And you find that I tried, I mentioned something to them, but they didn't accept on the first try. Well, do you think the shayateen made one suggestion and said, hey, he didn't accept on the first try. I told him to smoke this or drink that, but he said, no, I guess I'm done. No. That's not the way da'wah works. The shayateen keep coming back. Again, try. It's a good idea. Not just one time. It's not a big deal. Go ahead. Come on, try it. We know that this is the methodology. Patience, consistency. Keep going. And so if that is the case of the shayateen, then Allah Ta'ala is commanding His Prophet فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Don't be hasty with them. Don't be impatient with them. Understand that they are fighting this internal battle. So you have to be just as consistent. Now, obviously, you can't be as consistent as the literal whispers of shaitan, but you can still try. You can still be consistent and try to be a good example and be someone who is calling to the good and giving them powerful reminders and asking powerful questions and starting and engaging in important conversations. So may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who listen to this question. Think about it. Have I seen this behavior? Have I seen people who are essentially being played with by shaitan? And if so, if that person is being constantly called to evil, how much am I calling to good? May Allah Ta'ala make us those who are giving da'wah to the truth always. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa